LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Scott Walter. www.sjwalter.com. Bohemian San Francisco, The Elegant Art of Dining by Clarence Edwards. Section 17, Appendix, How to Serve Wines. A few hints regarding the proper serving of wines may not be amiss, and we give you here the consensus opinion of the most noted gourmets who have made a study of the best results from combinations. Never drink any hard liquors, such as whiskey, brandy, gin, or cocktails, with oysters or clams, as it is liable to upset you for the rest of the evening. With hors d'oeuvres, serve vermouth, sherry, marsala, or Madeira wine. With soup and fish, serve white wines, such as Rhine wine, Sauterne, or white Burgundy. With entrees, serve clarets or other red wines, such as Swiss, Bordeaux, Hungarian, or Italian wines. Burgundy may also be served at any of the later courses. With roasts, serve champagne or any of the sparkling wines. With coffee, serve kirsch, French brandy, or fine champagne. After coffee, serve a liqueur. Never serve more than one glass of any liqueur. The following wines may be considered the best types: Amontillado, Montillo, and Olorosa sherries. Austrian Burgundy is one of the finest wines, possessing rich flavor and fine perfume. Other Burgundies are Chablis, a white Burgundy, dry and of agreeable aroma; Chambertin, a sound, delicate wine with a flavor resembling raspberry; Clos de Vougeot, similar to Chambertin and often called the King of Burgundy; Romani, a very rare and costly wine of rich ruby color with a delicate bouquet. Clarets are valued for their flavor and for their tonic properties. Some of the best are Chateau Gruyé, a dessert wine of good flavor and fine aroma; Chateau Lafite, has beautiful color and delicate flavor; Chateau Le Rosé, greater alcoholic strength and of fine flavor; Chateau Margaux, rich with delicate flavor and excellent bouquet; Pontet Canet, a heavier wine with good bouquet and fine flavor; Saint-Julien, a lighter claret with good bouquet. German wines are of lighter character and are generally termed Rhine wines. The best varieties are Hochheimer, a light, pleasing, and wholesome wine; Brauneberger, a good variety with pleasing flavor and aroma; Dreimanner, similar to Brauneberger; Deidesheimer, similar to Brauneberger; Grafenberg, light and pleasant, good aroma; Johannesberger Schloss, one of the best of the German wines; Rüdesheimer Schloss, in class with Johannesberger. Italian wines are mostly red, the most noted in California being Chianti and its California prototype, Tipo Chianti, made by the Asti colony; Lacrima Christi Spumanti, the finest Italian champagne, dry and of magnificent bouquet; Vindoro Spumanti, a high-class champagne, sweet and of fine bouquet and flavor; Lacrima Christi, a still wine of excellent flavor and bouquet; Malaga, a wine of high repute, sweet and powerful. A peculiar flavor is given to it through the addition of a small quantity of burned wine; Marsala, is a golden wine of most agreeable color and aroma; Sauterne, is a white Bordeaux, a strong, luscious wine, the best-known varieties being Chateau de Chem, remarkable for its rich and velvety softness; Barzac, rich and good; Chateau Fillot, of rich color and good flavor; Chateau Latour Blanche, a white Sauterne of exquisite bouquet; Haute Sauterne, soft and mild, of good flavor; Vin de Grave, good and strong, good aroma and flavor. Vintage years have much to do with the quality of wines. The best vintage years are as follows. Champagnes, 1892. Rhine and Moselle, 1893. Burgundy, 1892, 1899, and 1904. Claret, 1898 and 1904. Port, 1896 and 1904. Sherry, 1882, 1890, 1898, and 1900. End of section 17.